Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is joining the legal team defending President Trump in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Giuliani was a former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, and he has been an outspoken supporter of the president since the early days of his campaign. Here to help us understand the relationship between Giuliani and Donald Trump is WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, co-host of our Trump Inc. podcast. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, Jamie.
So, Andrea, many listeners may remember Giuliani stumping for candidate Trump during the 2016 presidential election, but let's go back even further, back to the 80s when Trump was an up-and-coming real estate developer and Rudy Giuliani was a U.S. attorney. What can you tell us about the two men during that time?
So, in the 1980s, the two were in kind of opposite camps. Trump was a real estate developer who succeeded by kind of working his political connections, making donations. Giuliani was a young prosecutor who was making his name by prosecuting public corruption cases. In fact, there's a story about a guy named Stanley Friedman. He was the Bronx boss, and he was working as a lobbyist for Trump. On the last day of the Beam administration, he was running around with Roy Cohn getting the clearances that Trump needed to build the Grand Hyatt, which was the entree into all of his Manhattan real estate. Rudy sent Stanley Friedman to jail later for political corruption.
Huh.
Not related to Trump, but it gives you a sense of their different orientations at that time.
And what about when Giuliani became mayor of New York? What was their relationship then?
So Trump was a contributor to Rudy's mayoral campaign, later to his 2008 presidential campaign. But I think it's important to remember they were both kind of New York characters at that time. They both had a shtick. Mm. And it was on full display at the Inner Circle Dinner, which is a charity event where the mayor performs for reporters. It's kind of like a New York version of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And in this case, Mayor Giuliani was wearing a dress.
A dress.
Playing Marilyn Monroe. And Donald Trump was Donald Trump. You can actually hear a little bit of it in this videotape.
Oh, you dirty boy, you. Oh, oh. Donald, I thought you were a gentleman.
Hm. You can't say I didn't try.
Not very presidential, but as you point out, Andrea, both men actually did run for president. Giuliani ran first in 2008, and then Trump runs in 2016. And Giuliani becomes one of Trump's staunchest supporters, right?
Right. I mean, this period really marked a shift for both of them. So Rudy had always had some kind of nativist, maybe a little bit anti-immigrant tendencies. But he'd been a fairly moderate Republican. He was pro-choice. He had gay friends. He wore the dress in that video where you heard him talking in that staccato voice. But in 2016, both he and Trump ran hard on their anti-immigration platform. Mm. Giuliani became one of Trump's most active surrogates and defenders. So here he was on CNN just days after that Access Hollywood tape came out.
The fact is that men at times talk like that. Not all men, but men do.
You've talked like that?
He was wrong for doing it. I am not justifying it. I believe it's wrong. I know he believes it's wrong. I believe that this is not the man that we're talking about today.
At a time when many people were distancing themselves from Donald Trump. Andrea, what exactly is Giuliani's role going to be on this legal team? Why was he picked at this time?
So we know that Trump was having trouble finding a lawyer, and Giuliani offers him two things, celebrity and loyalty. Now, Giuliani hasn't been an active defense lawyer, but as a lawyer, he gets to work with Trump and he doesn't have to go through any kind of vetting. We don't get to look into Rudy's businesses, for example, like we would if he had a cabinet post. However, it's complicated because Rudy may have some connections to the case he's defending Trump on. For example, just one day before Comey reopened the Clinton investigation at the end of the 2016 campaign, that pivotal move, Rudy telegraphed that something was about to happen on national TV.
Call us from the road, because we would love to hear from you.
And,
how things
and then
are,
I think he's got a surprise or two that you're going to hear about in the next 2 days.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking about some pretty big surprise.
Oh, yeah, I heard you say that this morning. What do you mean?
You'll see.
So last night, former FBI Director James Comey said he was investigating whether Rudy had some kind of inside information about that, but he said he doesn't know what happened after that, because he, Comey, got fired before that concluded.
Hmm. And Andrea Bernstein, what is coming next in this matter? Do we know?
Well, we're waiting to hear what's going to happen with the Michael Cohen case and if the prosecutors are going to get to have direct access to that material or whether there will be an independent special master, which will slow all of that down. And that is one of the reasons why Trump is so worried about his legal troubles right now.
All right. Andrea Bernstein is at WNYC's senior editor for politics and policy. Be sure to catch Trump Inc., a podcast from WNYC and ProPublica. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks so much.